trials out at Rose Hill, Brad, which are still going on. Dothraki won a barrier trial out there for Triple Crown. It's going to line up in the Christmas Classic tomorrow week with Ben Mallum taking the ride, and that tells me that Secret Lady must be running next week after it barrier trialed earlier this week. So Dothraki winning that trial. But Endless Drama for Chris Waller really did finish off impressively the last couple of 100 metres. We haven't seen since the Doncaster earlier this year, so they, well, I don't know whether there was an issue or they've just decided to give that former European horse a decent spell, but geez, it was good this morning in a trial.
Yeah, he's an interesting runner, isn't he? It's a curious timing to have him yeah. trialing now, so I'll have to see what I can find out and see why he's up and running so early.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mentioned Music Magnate, so already this Christmas Classic, Dothraki, Music Magnate, and probably a few others that may be heading to the Gold Coast in January.
Yeah, shaping up to be a handy little couple of months.
It's nice. It will be. Will be for sure. All right. We thank you very much for that, mate. Good luck over the weekend. And you're going to be back with Simon Dinopoulos and Sean in about half an hour to look at the quaddy at Warwick Farm.
Yeah, that's right. Merry Christmas to yourself, Andrew, and all your listeners out there, and good punting.
No, good on you, Brad. Brad Gray joining us there from Racing New South Wales. And another one of those barrier trials was Barrier 10 this morning. Mitch Manners, who's called those trials out there, or calling them, just texted me 5 minutes ago to say in Heat 10, Moore Sundays, which is the Fastnet Rock out of Moore Joyous, won by 3/4 of a length, the fastest two-year-old trial of this morning, over the 900 metres on a soft five, running 53.7. So good signs there for Moore Sundays. It's trained by Bjorn Baker by Fastnet Rock out of Moore Joyous. So we'll be watching for it, whether at barrier trials or getting close to a run. So that's it for our news hour of Racing HQ. Hope you got something out of it heading towards today and tomorrow. We'll be on air at 6:30 tomorrow morning with the very latest. Ray Thomas and Mike Fraser looking at Warwick Farm, reminding you it's free admission for everybody out there tomorrow. So if you want to head out for Christmas time, take the family, free admission for everybody at Warwick Farm. Sean's going to be up next after our news break to look at Ted Ryder Cup Day at Wagga Wagga, and then after 10:30, Simon Dinopoulos and Brad Gray to look at the Warwick Farm Quadrilla.
Racing HQ is brought to you by the Tab app, proudly made by punters for punters. Gamble responsibly.
Good morning, Madison Claire Sloan with your Sky Sports Radio News. Police say the man who ploughed an SUV into a tram stop in the heart of Melbourne yesterday had a history of mental health and drug problems. The 32-year-old deliberately drove his car into the crowd outside Flinders Station, injuring 19 people yesterday afternoon. 15 people are in a stable condition, including a 4-year-old boy and the driver. 4 remain in a critical condition this morning. Australia's oldest naval mystery has been solved with the discovery of the nation's first submarine more than 100 years after it disappeared. After 13 searches over 103 years, Australia's long-lost first submarine and her 35 crew have been found. The wreck of HMAS AE-1 was located off the coast of Papua New Guinea's Duke of York Island yesterday. And Defence Minister Maurice Payne is reportedly expected to announce Australia will wind back its operations in the fight against Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. Senator Payne is due to address the media later this morning. In sport, Dwayne Bravo became the first international bowler to reach 400 T20 wickets in the Renegades 7-wicket Big Bash win over the Hobart Hurricanes yesterday. The Renegades will take on the Brisbane Heat today at Camberwell Sports Ground, and the Sydney Thunder will play the Adelaide Strikers at Adelaide Oval tonight. And Elise Perry has won the Rachel Hayhoe Flint Award as the ICC Cricketer of the Year. South Sydney star Angus Crichton has had his finger amputated to ensure he's ready for the 2018 NRL season after the 21-year-old was told he may need more surgery, which could have meant 3 months layoff. Crichton opted for the operation. Perth Glory defeated Brisbane Roar with a 2-1 win at Suncorp Stadium last night, and Sydney FC's Milorad Ninkovic is set to return after finally recovering from the calf injury he sustained in the FFA Cup final. while Brendan Santelab faces being dropped from the Wanderers' starting side for tonight's game against the Jets in Newcastle. And Postecoglou has finally opened up on his motivation to walk out on the Socceroos. Postecoglou has admitted the scars of his past run-ins with Australian football commentators and not wanting to bow to media pressure played a big part in his decision to resign instead of leading Australia at the World Cup to Russia next year. And a foul call has helped the New Zealand Breakers put a serious dent in the Sydney Kings season with a thrilling 99-95 win last night. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
It's Cheval Grand! Cheval Grand goes on and wins the Japan Cup!
The only place to catch the very best equine superstars from around the globe, first time, every time, is right here. Live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network.
John Snow, another New Zealand victory in the Derby.
New Zealand Bloodstock's National Yearling Sales Series has been the source of champion thoroughbreds for 92 years. Graduates of the sale have claimed 100 Group 1 titles in the past six seasons. Karaka alumni have won the most Group 1 races at the championships of any sales company, including the last three Australian Oaks.
What about, oh, isn't she something special?
To secure your next champion, be at Karaka in January. New Zealand Bloodstock, where winning begins.
Christmas shopping just got a whole lot easier at Bingley with 2-hour click and collect. How's that for convenience? See bingley.com.au for details.
Boxing Day Tuesday, Sky Sports Radio returns to Royal Randwick for the Group 3 Summer Cup.
And they're off and racing.
Get the lowdown from 6:30 Tuesday morning, then all the action on the National Racing Service. Celebrate the festive season with Sky Sports Radio.
And I met you in the summer.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ. Setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and tab markets.
Good morning, everyone. 10 past 10. We've got a great day of racing today at Wagga. It's going to be an absolute cracker there by the looks of it. Scott Chambrook, the CEO, joins me now. Morning, Scott.
G'day, Sean. How are you?
Good. You should be smiling. I reckon you've got a perfect day for more reports.
Yeah, it will be an absolute cracker, just as you said. We've got a big Ted Ryder Cup meeting. Ted was an icon, iconic character down here for many years, called 30 Wagga Cups, and very well known. So the race has developed into one of the most prestigious ones we've got on our calendar.
Mm, too right. Good feels today, and the weather looks superb.
Yeah, it's a cracker, beautiful morning here at the moment. We'll warm up a little bit later on. I'm sure we'll get to the low 30s. Same as what it's been for the last couple of days, but it'll be ideal conditions for racing.
All right, good. Good for the rail today?
Yeah, the rail's in the true position. We're on the Riverside track, which is our inner track. So the rail's in the true there, raced very well here last time. It is a good four. We had probably only a mill of rain during the week, so our track manager, Mark Haas, kept the irrigation up to it, and it's come along in leaps and bounds the last few weeks.
All right, terrific. You'll have a full house sign out there today. I reckon it'll be terrific.
Yeah, we've got a lot of businesses booked in. I think they're go to work this morning, knock off at lunchtime, and then come out for a day at the races. So we're expecting a very healthy crowd and a terrific day of racing.
The only thing wrong with that is having to go to work in the morning. Otherwise, it'll be the perfect day, Scott.
That is, and maybe a few of them will be taking the morning off as well to make it a perfect day. So hopefully there'll be a few at home studying the form up now and they'll be able to find a few winners. I think there's a bit of value there, so if you can find one, I think you'll get a good result.
You might have a bit of the old I couldn't be bothered flu, and that's putting it politely.
That's exactly right.
Good on you, Scott. Have a great day and a great Christmas.
Yeah, you too, Sean. Thank you.
Scott Sandbrook there, the CEO of Wagga, and John Scores is going to be there today, finding all the winners. Morning, John.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. One of my favourite days, Ted Ryder Cup Day, Sean. It's always a cracker of a field, and this year's no different. But what about the support race? See, they're open today, Sean. Some of these are pretty tough with a tough chance, and so... Mate, I think that, we're entitled to get a little bit of value if we can find a couple today, because even with the four tips, I might have the winner in some of these fields. But let's hope I'm on the mark.
All right, mate. Now, the first full field, 2 Anatine, 320, number 4 Daisy Dudes, 380, 1 Iron Rockin', 550, 6 Benno's Boys, 750, along with 7 Premier's Gift, $8 for 5 Little Capri, the other one Steel Trigger, and $11 Pop.
It is just one of the races I mentioned. When I made it 4, 2, 1, and 6, look, I've got a bit of time for a Daisy Dude. She was terrific last preparation. She used to get a little bit hot prior to that. I think just lacked that little bit of maturity, but she really came solid last time. I mean, just went bang, 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 bang. So I watched her carry. What did she carry there one day and win 62 kilos one day when Nick Duquet won and won that Queen of the South Prelude. So, look, last time was at Mooney Valley before, and that was off a 55-day break. But first up, I'm happy to be in her corner. Well, obviously, Anna Time, she was the Grisdales, both runs in town, beating terrific girls. You know, look, good record all round, the five wins, and pretty good round this type of trip as well. So, look, up a little bit in the weight, but it's entitled to be. Then we've got I'm Rockin' for Paddy and Paddy Scores and Wayne Harden. He's won well first up in the past, and he loves a firm track, this horse. So with the claim, if they can run on, he should be doing that with the pace right on here. And it's Fix Benno's boy. He's just run out of the world for old Benno, and he wasn't disgraced beyond Miss Lippy last time. He's up there working and just kept boxing on. So, look, a really interesting race. I haven't got Steel Trigger in the tips, and it's got gate one and a bit of class, Sean. So, look, pretty tough race. I made it 4-2-1-6.
Right, over the next, and here we pull out Sylvan Jester, number 13. Now, 6 Fox Speed, 370, 4 Mr. Steadfast at 4, 8 Everly Girls, 650, 12 Sweet Knuckles, 750, 7 Cold Fact, 950, 10 Pretty Pine at 11, number 1 Amaland at 12, along with 3 Hot Tickets. There we go, 5 Unmentionable, 21, and the rest, 2 Captain Dan, 9 Free to Go, 11 Kazaska, all around $34.
Yeah, look, I think it's Mr. Steadfast Day today, Sean. I made it the best bet of the day, 4, 7, 6 and 10. Look, I'll forgive the Aubrey failure when he was beaten by Roman to win. He just got back from a wide gate. This is his pattern. He's been getting back in all these races. But he's run 2 starts back. I think that maybe was much stronger than what he beat today, Sean, for mine. So he's had the last two runs at the mile, and I think that's pretty important because I think his main danger, Colfax, well, I know it is, 400 straight to the box, 1660. So look, I'm going to go Mr. Steadfast. I think the speed is true enough for him, and Beck Crest in the saddle, I think today's his day. Look, Coldback, she was unbelievable. Found an absolute monster last time behind Upper House, and that was off the 24-day break. It was the second run this prep. So, look, she's a pretty talented, not a single doubt mare, and she's certainly looking for this. The 1200 at the 1660. I'm just happy to be in Mr. Steadfast's corner there. Now, 6 Fox Speed, he's got a wide gate. He was terrific first up, Sean. Look, he's done a little bit in the run last time behind Lady Marionette. But again, he's straight to the 1660. This is why I fancy Mr. Steadfast. He had the 2 months of the trip. But Fox Speed, obviously going to run well here again today. And I thought best of the rest over the page here, mate, is number 10, which is pretty fine. Look, off the 4-week break for Craig Whittison, went around in the 64 last time, but the runs prior to that in Maid's company were okay. So I threw it in best of the rest. But I think it's his day, Mr. Steadfast. 4 special, 7, 6, 10, Sean.
All right, full field in the third. Now, 2 Dane Trill, 250, 8 Chew Toy, 460, 1 Halberd is 550. 6 Happy Chino is $8, along with number 9 Real Bonafide. 7 Robin the Rich is $10. 3 First Rose is $18. And then 4 and 5 Mr. Rossetti Runhoff run around $21.
Yeah, it looks a beautiful race today. And Trill, Sean, for $2.50, did you say? That's pretty generous for mine. 2, 1, 8, 9 for me. But Dane Trill, well, Chase Dane Cha Cha King, there wasn't much in it last time. And she was off a 5-week break. The run before that was beyond, well, the 2 runs before that were both beyond Pittsburgh. So that's the right type of form for this race. Beautifully placed here in Class 3 company. And look, they had the option of running it in the Ted Ryder Cup and, of course, the Highway tomorrow. So it would have stood out like a beacon this race. And with enough toe, this will just follow the speed and she should be too good. Went with her. Didn't make her a special, but she's probably hanging over the line. I thought Halberd. Look, they were just a bit sharp in last time in that Fred Cooper Cup. From the first 1,000 metres in 58, he couldn't keep up. It was unlike him, but not as much toe on here today. He put himself right up there with Paddy's claim. Then he got 8, Chew Toy. Now, this horse's run was terrific last Saturday behind the Fishbones Fry. And look, on the back up, its fate will be Dawn. It'll be right there somewhere for sure. And Real Bonafide went around the same day. Or same race, should I say, and it was off the track the whole way. And it was out of three runs, in place three of its four runs on this track, Sean. So Jeff Pender in the saddle, and look, on with 54 on its back. So you can make a case for it as well, but it's very hard to beat Dane Steele. 2-1, 8-9.
All right, we go to race four, pull out number five, the Renovation Man. Now one tougher than the rest, 2.10. Six, Where Snippy is $4. Number four, Adchan, $6.50. Three, One More for Mummer, $8.50. Seven, City Boots at 12. Two, Go Get 'em, 13. And the other two, eight, Miss Fellow, and nine, Over to Thief, around $18.
Yeah, sure, I've got to go with tougher than the rest. He's pretty handy type. I made it 1, 6, 4, and 3. But tougher than the rest, he's had a little break between runs, and he's got a big weight on his back, but geez, he's a very nice horse. For six starts, three wins, two placings, and he was very good at Goulburn last time in a pretty hot race, all in rhythm and warmer. That's the right type of form when you go to Wagga, and despite the weight rise, he's a powerfully built big fellow, so I think he's got a little bit on these, but giving a lot of weight away to his, well, the one who got second in the tips here, Where's Snippy, will stand on 57 here. But she's always been a talented little mare. She won her only start at this track, and she was pretty good at Nowra last time, first up from a spell. Two wins and a second from 3 second up tries. So she reads pretty well on paper. But then you've got Adchan, who wouldn't take too lightly with Paddy's claim. The first up was very good behind Supreme Lad on Melbourne Cup Day. And it went to that mare's race last time beyond P10. So that was on a heavy 10. Gets here third up, it could run a cheeky race. And 3-1 more for Mama, never far off the action. But he's got the class edge here, tougher than the rest. 1-6-4-3, Sean.
All right, race number five. And put out one power scored, fours, there is no other. 13, Mosh Vane, 16, Wiltshire Appeal. Now, 14, Toleco, 3.40. 3, Monkery, 3.50. 9, Redwood City, $6. 12, Working Together, $9. 2, Nothing Do, or Nothing Rather, was 9.50. 6, Lolly at 10. 15, Miss Forbidden, 13. 10, Lady Murrenton is $18. Now, the rest of them. 11 Georgian Court, 5 Zerizal, 7 Basiri, 8 either, all around the 33-1 mark.
Geez, this would be hard to beat Telico today, Sean. I think it looked a beautiful race for him. And look, I mentioned him last time in the race won by Upper House. I'm going to get to the numbers 14, 3, 2, and 9. But Telico, look, I've always had a bit of time for him, Sean, but he's drawn the wide gate, never had any go his way about 5 or 6 times in a row. He was due to draw a gate last time, and he did, and he ran very well beyond Upper House. And Coldback ran third in the race. He's got gate three again, and he's better drawn than his chances. So it's about time things went his way, and I think with Jeff Penza picking up the rise, it's his day today, Telico. I'll go with him on top. 3, Monkery. Well, this one with Darky Blunderley. Trialled it back in June, and then recently at Albury. It opened a few eyes there. It seemed to trial up pretty well behind Framework. Look, on debut, you've got to respect it, and it'll carry those... Red with a white cap, Sean, a couple of fair horses have carried those over.
Mm.
Then we got Nothing. Now, it was terrific on debut. This only hadn't trialled since July, so a debut behind Brave Master. I thought it made a good fist of it there, and it's open to improvement again. A little bit awkwardly drawn, though. And a funny, an interesting runner here is the 9, which is Redwood City, Scotty's back when G does a good job getting these. He's a real bargain hunter. He finds these tried horses, and this one with some solid Melbourne form, first start for him, I'd keep my eyes on it. But Telico's drawn to get all the favours, and he's overdue to get a couple more again today. I think it might be his day. 14, 3, 2, and 9, Sean.
All right, 4, Little Red Devil comes out of race 6. Now, 2, Supply Money, $4. 5, Trying at $4.20. 7, Kiss in the Dark at $4.80. 1, Something Borrowed, 6. 6, Fishbones Fry at $7. 8, Roman to win $7.50. 3, Hayes and $8.50. And then the rest of them, all around $51.
Sean, I found this pretty tough, this benchmark, 65. I was with Trying last start. I'm going to stay with him again today. He was a naughty boy and missed the start. 5.267. They sent him back to the trials. And, look, he didn't miss it that way, that far. But, look, he cannot afford to see him in a gate. But let's hope he's just going to bring his best behaviour here today. His form is certainly strong enough, and he put up a good performance last time after giving away a massive head start. And look, I thought his run was full of merit. That was behind Little Red Devil. Look, I'll go with him. Supply Money, you always got to forgive them one bad run. She gave her a bit of a chase, board, and she led. She ran along, but she capitulated. pretty quickly there, so they might try and ride her off the front. I don't know, but gate one, he's got a few options up his sleeve here, and she's a pretty talented mare when she's right, so I'll forgive the glitch last time. And then we've got six Fishbone Spry backing up and dropping a stack in weight. It's up in grade, obviously, but it won pretty well all the last, so it might be able to run well here again. And Kiss in the Dark led it, dictated, and then won really well at Queanbeyan last time. Also up in grade, but pretty consistent when she finds a bet. So I made it 5, 2, 6, 7, and I thought it was the toughest of the day.
All right, race 7, the Ted Ryder Cup, and we take out number 12, Dane Trill, the favourite 2, Mercurial Lad at 360, just ahead of 5, Cha Cha King, 390, 3 over to you, $6, 4 Zalu at 9, number 8, American Time at $10, along with 10 Bondo, 6 Girls Under 12, 7 Roses Song 13, 5, 9 Uncle Sugar 15, then 11 Zarig at 23, and 1 Bankster's Bonus around 41.
Sean, I made it 5, 2, 4, and 3, and I think it's a race in 2 for mine. Look, I like Cha Cha King. He's on the up, this fellow, straight up to the 1660 last time, and he followed the fly money all the way. And when it stopped on the corner, he was left in front with a long way to go. He had the blades of them chasing him, but he just kept producing something, this fellow. He's always been a bit of a hothead, but Peter Maher's got him pretty much right now, and fourth up from a spell, he'll certainly improve on what he does, and he's proven at the trip, so I've gone his way to follow Mercurial Lad. He's obviously the danger, Mercurial Lad. Up to the 1660, he's got the, you can probably argue he's got stronger form than Cha Cha King, but he's got to run the trip out yet, and his last two, he's missed the start twice in a row, so hopefully Paddy gets him off the mark. If he dictates and runs the trip, he can win, but otherwise Cha-Cha might just run him down late in the piece. Then we've got 4 Zalu. You always have to give him a chance. He went round in that prelude, and he hadn't run for 51 days. So I reckon Peter Morgan will have him ready to go today, and he can follow them. The speed will be strong enough to give him a chance to run on late. And Overdue, a horse that loves a bit of room in his race, has drawn the inside gate twice in a row, Sean. No, you wouldn't credit it. Mm. He certainly cannot use the gate at all, but look, if he gets enough time, if she can get him out, give him a bit of fresh air, they should run along and spread out. So if he gets into the clear, his last two runs have both been beauties. That's a country classic, and the win at his home track at Albury Pride, that was very good. But I made it 5, 2, 4, 3, a very, very interesting race. And I'm a little bit frightened of Rose's Song too, Sean. I haven't got it in the tips either, but 5, 2, 4, 3.
All right, now 13 through to 16, South Africa Chuckles, Tearful Kitty, Mr. Hum and Bee come out of the final event, race 8. 5 Inch Perfect is $4.60. Now 2 Oso Hazy, $5.50. 4 Central Pass, 6. 1 Waltzing Willie at $7. 9 Tarahassee at 8. Number 7 Short, $8.50. 3 Safety's Image, 9. 11 Mermaid at $11. 6 Better Strike, 19. With 12 Where's Pippa. And then 8 Smiling All, 10 Flying Fragments, both around $23.
Yeah, Sean, look, I thought that, again, we get in the top two here, 2, 5, 7, and 9. I'm going to give her another go here, Oso Hazy. Look, you've got to just scrub the last run. It was on a good track, but it was running dreadful conditions. It was colding down rain on the Snake Gully Cup day there. Forever New York won the race, Catadog Cod, Penny Shares, and this drew one. It was the only place you did not want to be. With the other wins prior, the win prior to that was a ripper. It just jumped straight from the outside gate, which is gone again today, and led and gave nothing a chance. So I think he's come back really well if we forget the last run, and I'll go with Oso Hayes. He definitely Inch Perfect for the Joseph Jones and Paddy taking the two off. She's been a pretty smart mare, and she seems to have come back pretty well. She had that 5 weeks, or 4.5 weeks between runs through all those cancellations. And she just sold off Elegant Ellen last time on the heavy. But the form on top of the ground is still okay. She'll run well here. Now, this one interests me a bit short. I think it's got a little bit of potential, this. And I'll forgive its failure first up. It got back. Things just didn't go its way. And the 900, they were too sharp. But it was curtains when it missed the kick. But I don't mind it up to 1,200 metres today. It could be a little bit of value here. And 9, I thought, best of the rest. Tarahassee was really good last preparation. And resuming from the inside gate, I wouldn't take it too lightly either. But 2, 5, 7, 9, the lucky last, Sean.
All righty. What's your best there?
Sean, on a pretty open day, as I mentioned a few times, we're going to go with race 2, number 4, Mr. Steadfast. We'll make him our good thing at about $4. We need some Christmas money, Sean.
That'll do us. Good on you, John. We'll hear you from the track later on today.
I'll look forward to it. Thanks, mate.
Thanks a lot, John. John Scores at Wagga today for Ted Ryder Cup Day. It's always 28 past 10, Sky Sports Radio.
Racing HQ is brought to you by the Tab app. Proudly made by punters for punters. Gamble responsibly.
Roy Orbison. The stunning new album with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. A Love So Beautiful. Features many of Roy's biggest and most memorable hits. A Love So Beautiful. Roy Orbison with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Out now.
Hi, James Tribble here for Planet Ark. Over summer, we shop, party, and throw away more than at any other time of the year.
So what can we do about food waste, milk and juice cartons, old computers and mobiles?
Planet Ark is giving you the 12 do's of Christmas. 12 simple actions to make your festive season greener.
What a great gift for us and the planet.
Find out more at recyclingnearyou.com.au.
What do Bonneval, Jon Snow and Ginger Nuts have in common? They are all New Zealand bred classic winners in Sydney. Look to New Zealand for your next classic star. Be at New Zealand Bloodstock's 2018 National Yearling Sale at Karaka from January 28.
The Tab app is proudly made by punters. Punters like Steve. Yeah, I squeezed in more live racing than any other app and added race replays so you can brush up on a runner's past performances. Funny story that. I built it using hexadecimal code and thank you, Steve. You can check out his handiwork by downloading the Tab app today. Tab, we love a bet. Live Race Vision covers all televised Australian racing. Racing Vision available for Tab account customers only. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly.
Christmas shopping just got a whole lot easier at Bingley with 2-hour click and collect. How's that for convenience? See bingley.com.au for details.
The new Mesquite Chicken Sub from Subway packs a smoky Mexican punch made with 100% chicken breast tenders. Get into Subway now and try the new Mesquite Chicken Sub. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
The Tab app is proudly made by punters. Punters like Steve. Yeah, I squeezed in more live racing than any other app and added race replays so you can brush up on a runner's past performances. Funny story that. I built it using hexadecimal code and thank you, Steve.
You can check out his handiwork by downloading the Tab app today. Tab, we love a bet.
Live Race Vision covers all televised Australian racing. Racing Vision available for Tab account customers only. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly.
Good morning, Madison Claire Sloan with your Sky Sports Radio News. Dwayne Bravo became the first international bowler to reach 400 T20 wickets in the Renegades' 7-wicket Big Bash win over the Hobart Hurricanes yesterday. The Renegades will take on the Brisbane Heat today at Camberwell Sports Ground. And the Sydney Thunder will play the Adelaide Strikers at Adelaide Oval tonight. Elise Perry has won the Rachel Hayhoe Flint Award as the ICC Cricketer of the Year. And South Sydney star Angus Crichton has had his finger amputated to ensure he's ready for the 2018 season. After the 21-year-old was told he may need surgery, which could mean a 3-month layoff, Crichton opted for the operation. Perth Glory defeated Brisbane Roar with a 2-1 win at Suncorp Stadium last night. And Sydney FC's Milros Ninkovic is set to return after finally recovering from a calf injury he sustained in the FFA Cup final. While Brandon Santelab faces being dropped from the Wanderers starting lineup tonight in their game against Jets in Newcastle. And Postecoglou has finally opened up about his motivation to walk out on the Socceroos. Postecoglou has admitted the scars of his past run-ins with Australian football commentators and not wanting to bow to media pressure played a big part in his decision to resign instead of leading Australia at the World Cup in Russia next year. And a foul call has helped the New Zealand Breakers put a serious dent in the Sydney Kings season with a thrilling 99-95 win last night. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Sky Sports Radio is home to the best team of form analysts and race callers.